Sunday and Monday, Parshas Toldos, Shir 85. We are discussing various concepts from Avigdor Miller Zatzal, how to approach life. And truthfully, if we would incorporate these concepts and try to appreciate what the Ribbono Shel Olam does for us, first of all, it will help us develop bitachin, like we discussed in the bitachin shirim. Second of all, it will help us develop simchas achayim. And one of our listeners reached out if we could start a Simcha for Life shir. And truthfully, we don't even need a big shir to discuss how to feel Simcha. It's very basic. If a person appreciates the gifts that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives him and doesn't get caught up in the seemingly negative experiences that go on in life, he'll be b'Simcha. Simcha is natural. A person only loses it because of his sophistication in other areas in life. And he gets caught up with things that he perceives as negative. Someone once asked Rabbi Avigdor Miller, what's the purpose of humidity and heat? In the summer, it could get very hot and very uncomfortable. Why does the Ribbono Shel Olam do it? And he gave a mashal. A person comes home from work and he has to walk through the kitchen in order to go to his study. And he tells his wife, it's so hot outside, you're cooking in the heat. She says, okay, no problem, I'll turn off the stove. Then he comes out and he says, okay, is supper ready? She says, no, sorry, not tonight. There's no food because the oven's off. He explained the same thing is with this world. The reason why we have the fruits and the food that we need is because the summer is hot and it bakes the fruit, so to speak, that we should be able to eat. And therefore, even if it's uncomfortable, we have to remember that we benefit from the heat. We wouldn't be able to survive if it would never be hot. And he once commented during a very long heat wave. He said, anyone who does not complain, oy, it's so hot, will merit Olam Haba. Because that's what defines a Ben Olam Haba. A person that understands that everything that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives has a reason, has a purpose, is a gift. And when we train ourselves to appreciate the Ribbono Shel Olam's gifts, even when it seems difficult sometimes, we are developing a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is the foundation of Olam Haba. A person that is a trusted Eved Hashem doesn't kvetch every time something happens, realizes that the Ribbono Shel Olam does things for a purpose, especially if it's not something that's tragic, Rachmana Litzlan, something very simple like heat. We should try to develop a feeling that the Ribbono Shel Olam is running this and he knows exactly what he's doing and he does it out of Ahava. And if we try to develop those feelings, we'll be Zeiche to Olam Haba.